This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Well, it's 6:42 p.m., not really breakfast time, but it's close to dinner time, in fact. It's Uma and Ezra Kimi, you company, your drive home, and we've been talking about various initiatives that were started by Malaysians to help more Malaysians vote this election season. Wednesday, May 9th is polling date.
It is indeed.
We're crossing over to Iskandar Faris. Iskandar is one of the people behind the Jom Balik Undi initiative. His role is to raise awareness on elections to encourage people to vote. Iskandar, thanks for being with us on the evening edition. Now, can you talk to us about how Jom Balik Undi first started?
Okay, so Jom Balik Undi started in the last GE, GE 13, when we realized a lot of people wanted to come back and vote, and we wanted to raise awareness so we can have more people coming back to vote. This also stems from the challenges that mostly voters overseas face, because voters in Singapore, let's take them as an example, they can't do postal voting, so they have to get back to vote. So in the previous election, we held a campaign throughout the election period to drive voters home and make their journey easier by matching people who want to help and people who want to vote. Yeah, so that's the gist of what Jom Balik Undi is all about.
And what was the response like when Jom Balik Undi was started in GE 13?
It was an overwhelming response. I think we managed to grow our base to about more than 7,000 people, the network. And also, we collaborate with Komas and focus on Sarawak election also last time around, where we collected about 40,000 ringgit to get people to Sarawak to vote. We have the record on where the money was spent on and how the donation was brought about. So that's one of the other elections that we were involved with. Other than that, more on building awareness. So we did this campaign where those who are coming back to vote posted their message of hope and also why they're coming back to vote. So that is like one of the main drivers for people coming back to vote last time when in GE 13, where they see other peers are also coming back and doing their responsibility to the country.
Absolutely. And there's a website for carpool matching service that's listed on your Facebook page, and it's called jombalikundi.com. Can you walk us through how it works?
Okay. So for Jom Balik Undi, the platform. It's actually another initiative from another group, but we use our platform to capitalize on the reach and network so that this new initiative can also benefit from the crowd that we have. So I believe that the scene is now crowded and it's little chaotic, because if you as an outsider, you see like which group is the one heading all this initiative, but that's the reality, isn't it? It's a very, how do you say, groundwork kind of initiative. All of these people are coming up with their own initiatives to help people to come back to vote. So this other platform is just one of the initiatives. This is actually just how it is. You key in your name and then your detail, and you will be matched with those who want to go to the same place. So it's just matching people who want to go to a destination with those who have the means to go to the destination.
Well, Iskandar, thank you very much for joining us on the program, and we wish you all the best with this great effort. That was Iskandar Faris, one of the people behind the Jom Balik Undi initiative. You can check out their Facebook page or head to the website www.jombalikundi.com. That's jombalikundi.com to find your carpool mates this coming election.
Right. We also have on the line Tuohan Law. He's part of a group that's working on creating a single website that leads to various initiatives, all aimed at getting more Malaysians to vote. So, Tuohan, thank you so much for joining us. Can you walk us through why you and your partners saw a need to coordinate different groups of effort?
So we see a lot of enthusiasm, but it's a bit of a big mess, because it's quite difficult to find people going to exactly where you want to go at the right time, etc. So there's a lot of huge Facebook groups right now where people are just randomly posting and saying like, hey, I'm going here, hey, I'm going there. And the problem with this is when you go to these Facebook groups, you're just completely like inundated with all the information. That's one aspect. Then the other aspect is, given what we've seen in the past, we are a little worried about, phantom voters. And then the third one is we want to make sure that people are actually going to the right places, just reminding people to check. And we also want to kind of like vet people. We want to make sure that women, for example, are able to find groups, that are safe and so on. And that's basically, we want to introduce a bit of order. And then the last thing is we also have people who say, if you guys get this going, we might be able to help you guys like subsidize some of these trips. So we want to make sure that this money goes to the people who are actually making this trip or really needing it. So we're just kind of like trying to collect the information and just to let everyone know that they're not alone and, that we can all do this together.
So Zohan, you're based in the United States at the moment. Why do you think it's important for Malaysians abroad to come back and vote?
I mean, it's going to be my first time voting, and it's actually a fact that I'm quite ashamed of. But at the same time, I've also, the last few elections, it's also been very difficult for me. So I think I understand mm-hmm. that, why, from my own personal experience, why it's really difficult to come back and vote.
Right. And I guess, things can get busy when you're settled in abroad for a long time, but it's great that you'll be heading back this time around. Will your other Malaysian friends in the United States be voting as well?
Everyone would love to. I mean, everyone would love to, but it's not cheap. That's one. They have families. Obviously jobs. And plus, we don't really know when elections are, so it's very difficult to actually plan ahead. So I'm actually able to vote this time because I happen to have a trip planned. But, having realized that organization truly matters, and if you look at how, Obama 2008, he won in no small part because of his ability to organize like people from the grassroots. So if we can kind of realize that we can each do that, and if we just try our best to enable each other to do that, I think we can definitely do much better than just Facebook posting and expressing how we feel on social media. There's just little things that we can actually do to help people physically get to where they need to vote, mm-hmm. because I think we all want to get there. I think we have to go to the next step, which is to just enable people to actually do it. And I think that's something we can all do, yeah.
All right, final question, Tuhan. What's the sentiment like among your friends this election season?
There are a couple of views that it really makes you think. One is there's nothing you can do anyway in terms of, the vote. I think that's one view. Even if you vote, the outcome is going to be the same. The second view is, institutions are so eroded that even if you do win the vote, the results will be ignored or somehow, taken away. And I think to a large extent, I think that frustration is really real. But the other thing that I think we should also realize is that it is a gradual process. And to remind ourselves that, you exert pressure slowly. And, as long as you're moving in the right direction, sometimes you might have to kind of go sideways a bit. But to be pushing in the right direction, I think is a good feeling, and you should just keep pushing whatever little bit you can. There's really no need to be to be participating in the push that makes it, or to be the one who's pushing in a way that everyone sees, but to find your own way to make that push, and to do it, and to tell other people that you're doing it, I think is important in the sense that it reminds everyone that we're in this together.
Well said. And Johan, thank you very much for joining us on the evening edition. That was Johan Law. He's part of an initiative to coordinate several groups that are working on getting more Malaysians to vote this GE14.
Yeah, we're all in this together. Also, it's a nice reminder that this is that one day every 5 years that's actually about us, the people.
Yeah. Here's some music by Blur.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.